There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Zeus is there. I'm new to the intro bed with Zeus is the guy with the free talk live. That guy?
Yeah.
The guy with the deep voice?
Yeah. I've met him in real life.
Really?
Yeah, he is a tall...
big man?
He's pretty tall and big.
Okay.
And he takes up a lot of space, right?
Yep.
And got a full beard.
So anyway...
His name's Zeus.
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 You're allowed to wear a beard.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk a little bit more about some crazy news in the marijuana world, specifically police officers raiding a marijuana facility in California and then suing their own department because they want to prevent internal affairs from investigating them for doing naughty things. And then also on the way, Snoop Dogg apparently doesn't know how to travel safely with $200,000. We'll give him some tips here in a little bit. Toll-free number again, 855-453. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Dave is also on the line with us. He's in Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
All right. I got into a heated discussion with a certain DJ last night about recording radio shows, and I kept telling him, his name is Bobbinet Black Boots, and he is from X Transmission FM, and me and him were talking on Twitter last night, like, because he hosts a radio show over on XTransmissionFM.com.
Is that a website? Okay, that's a website. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Was this a rock and roll? What kind of show is he hosting?
He does like a metal, like hardcore metal, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was talking to him on Twitter last night, and I got banned from the chat room, whatever, because, you know, they said, oh, you didn't want me.
Shocking. Wait a minute. You were banned from the chat room. Why is that?
They basically don't want me recording their shows and putting it up on SoundCloud, Mixcloud, YouTube, because, you know, he wants to record it, and then he wants to post it himself rather than me recording it and, you know, posting on Mixcloud. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, because I talk to Free Talk Live every night, and Free Talk, like, I'm like, well, Free Talk Live does not care if you record their shows. And
it's true, we don't. But we're pretty unusual, Dave. I mean, a lot of these guys out there, they believe in this intellectual property nonsense. And they're pretty serious about it.
Yeah, as though he's going to make one penny on putting this crap up.
Because they,
yeah, you can't,
want, like,
right?
They're saying about stuff about like music. But they're saying they don't want me, you know, posting because, you know, because the music artists, they won't get paid or whatever, blah blah blah. I'm like, well, you know, Free Talk Live, they don't care if you record the shows and put on SoundCloud or Mixcloud.
We don't have music artists who are on the show, right?
Like, well, so Rebel Inc's on.
Rebel Inc., but Rebel Inc. has already given us permission to use the beds, and we have
very generous.
We have you know, satisfied whatever obligation we have to them. So that there is a bit of a difference there, Dave.
There's a huge difference, Dave.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
You're comparing talk radio to a music show, and they're giving you all kinds of reasons why they don't want you to record their show. How about you just, you know, respect that?
Yeah, but you guys allow anyone to record your show and put it on SoundCloud or Mixcloud or whatever, you know.
Right. You are correct about that, Dave.
Well, stop listening to these other creepy pretenders.
Yeah.
If Free Talk Live isn't on, just go ahead and go to the archives section at archives.freetalklive.com, and you can you can go ahead and do that.
I'm just wondering why, you know, he was getting all mad, whatever, saying, oh, I got banned from the chat room, whatever, and I was...
Now, you and I both know, Dave, you and I both know the reason you were banned from the chat room isn't just because you're recording these guys' shows, right?
No, it wasn't because, you know, he said, oh, I because he thinks that I said a bad word or whatever.
Said some bad words. Look, I don't even have to be in the chat room to know because you've been in our chat room before.
And you've been
on our BBS, and you've been banned on multiple occasions from both of those places. The BBS administrators over at bbs.freetalklive.com have banned you multiple names because you'll come back and you'll make new names.
I haven't been on there in months. I haven't.
You
been
get
on
it,
on
but I'm just explaining. I'm not saying you're on there right now because they probably won't stand for it. But I'm explaining to you why I know for a fact. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight.
Does he have a bit of a potty mouth, or
he's rude? He's just mean to people. And this was the first thing. This was the first thing that he called us about like 2 years ago. Was that he was upset because he goes on to these forums and he was upset because people were making fun of him. But the thing he doesn't tell you about is that he goes there and makes fun of people.
He's an incredible a-hole.
Yeah, he goes there and is rude to people and makes fun of them, and then he gets upset when they give it back to him. And then they give it back to him 10 times as much because, you know, he just doesn't give up. He'll keep coming back.
He's got nothing to do.
Well, that's true.
He doesn't
get on welfare.
So he...
And he doesn't like it when you say that he's on welfare.
I don't think
either.
He's on, like, officially what's called welfare, but... like,
whatever, he's getting some kind of handout.
He does. And that way he has the time to do this kind of thing.
So, I mean, look, I know, I didn't want to keep him on hold or keep him on with it, because he just keeps repeating himself. I mean, that's just what he does. But I know how Dave behaves online, and he is a bad netizen. He is not a good netizen. He is rude.
Netizen is a term for a
people.
Person who lives on the net?
Yes.
I see. Yeah.
It's an old term. I don't know if anybody uses it these days.
Man.
But, you know, he is not a good person online. And I don't know, maybe he's great in real life, but I don't want to meet him and find out.
What do y'all think about his point, though? I understand you guys
there
are...
There was a point to that
call? Yeah, there was a weird... That he was talking about that... you know, other shows get all upset if you post their stuff. And
they do.
I mean, I go back and forth. Like, I don't believe in using the government to force people to you know, respect copyright laws. But I do think you can have common courtesy and say, hey, do you mind? You know, I worked really hard on this story.
Sure.
Can I please put this up first? You know, I mean, I don't know how to handle... I don't know. What would you guys think of how to handle... I have a YouTube channel, and I get paid to put up stories on YouTube. If someone just took all my stories and started putting them up all over Facebook or something.
What do I have to say? I have to say that if somebody finds, like, for instance, one of our videos is something that was put out by this one organization. They didn't get nearly the traction with it that we did. And they asked us to put up a link to their, you know, their Facebook page and their website on the video. Changed it right away. They didn't ask us to pull it down. No problem. We've had organizations ask us to pull videos down. Fine. We'll pull it down. If it's news, that's a different story. But if it's, you know, something else, no problem.
I don't even remember what you're referring to.
You're not on the Facebook page, buddy. You're busy doing other things.
Okay. Gotcha. I know that one of my videos was posted to the Facebook page recently that I posted, I think, to freekeen.com. And somebody downloaded and reposted it to the Facebook page. It got more views on Facebook than it did on YouTube, and I don't see any revenue from that. But I don't mind. I don't mind if people see my video, right? Like, they're seeing the video, and maybe they'll go to freekeen.com because of it.
Yeah.
So
I guess there's a bigger play at stake, is you'd rather have people come to Freekeen, so you're fine with that.
Well, and somebody who's reposting your videos is also reposting you, ultimately, you
right,
identifying
I mean,
yourself. Hey, I'm Taren Lupo.
Right.
You're watching my channel.
I brand myself in there, so it's hard to cut me out.
Right. You know? And then, you know, yeah, they could certainly crop in. Like, the Freekeen videos have the little bug down the bottom right hand. Certainly you could crop that out. That's possible. I mean, somebody who wants to put the effort in can hack up your piece.
Yeah, I think it was Young Americans for Liberty took one of our memes and just hacked the Free Talk Live logo
off
out of it. I was real pleased about that little spammy guys there.
That's a tacky move.
It's very tacky.
That's a tacky move.
And,
but what are you going to do? Spend your time suing them? I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, I wouldn't do any such thing.
But I don't know. I would call someone out if they did it enough. Like, if
they grab our memes all the time. Now they leave our logo in it. In this most recent case that I saw, I'm quoted in it, and you know, it got a lot more traction than it did on our page. They've got a much bigger page than like 10 times what ours is. Yeah, it'd be really nice if they just go ahead and share it instead of grabbing it and then, you know, putting it up on theirs and taking all the views and likes and comments for themselves, but they're not going to stop. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, I suppose you could request that they do something differently.
To
whom? Yeah, but why bother? I mean, why even bother spending time chasing it down? If you've got things to do with your own time and your own life that, you know, keep you busy, Dave obviously doesn't have those things, but if you've got, you know, your own thing going on, you should focus on your thing, whatever it is, you know, creating more content, promoting your content out there rather than trying to chase down the, you know, what is it? Like the old Papa Snake thing that you see in the, what is it called? The
Whack-a-mole.
The whack-a-mole. The old game.
Papa Snake. Yeah. That's something else. Yeah. I think I saw that in an adult movie.
Ian played that in middle school.
855-450-FREE.
It's a good game.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. Some naughty cops coming up. The police raid on the marijuana shop.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Plenty of it, actually. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got more on the police who are suing the police. Yes, it's always fun when the government eats its own. That's what's happening in Santa, what was it, Santa Ana?
Santa Ana, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Ana, California, where police had already made headlines once when in a May raid on a medical marijuana dispensary, they were video recorded breaking security cameras. So they certainly knew there was a security system on site, because later on in the lawsuit that they filed after they were caught on video breaking security cameras, eating marijuana edibles, and insulting crippled patients, saying of one of the patients, one officer asks the other one, once the patients had left, so they, to their credit, didn't say this in front of them, but they still said it, "Did you punch that one-legged old Benita?" And the other officer responds, "I was about to kick her in her effing nub," referring to a disabled woman in a wheelchair that was in the shop at the time the raid was initiated. So that they were caught in the midst of this, you know, or absolutely horrible raid on this, you know, poor person's life's blood, this facility, this medical marijuana dispensary, destroying their business, as though that weren't bad enough, to then go on and insult a crippled woman and possibly some other customers in there, as well as eat the marijuana goodies that were in the shop. Just, you know, insult upon injury in this case. And they're embarrassed. So they're suing now to prevent, if they're successful, prevent the Internal Affairs Department from being able to review any of the footage.
But it's already leaked to the public. You can sit and watch this,
That's true.
You can watch them play darts. So I think the credibility damage is done.
Well,
I mean,
hopefully.
It's out. And I don't know how you would defend that one. How do you defend eating the food and playing darts? And
they don't want to defend it. That's why they want IA to not be able to see the video.
So, I mean, in the court of public opinion,
they're
done. But I think there'll be one of these slap on the wrist. We'll investigate it, wink, wink.
So, in spite of the officer's disrespectful language, destruction of private property, the stories from theantimedia.org, and consumption of the cannabis products, their attorney, this is the officer's attorney, Mr. Glaive, he vehemently maintains the store owner lacked consent to film them, saying, quote, "Without the illegal recordings, there would have been no internal investigation of any officer," the suit argues.
I love this. This is hilarious. "If you hadn't caught our officers on video breaking the law, no one would have known that they broke the law."
Yeah,
it's a good argument.
Duh.
I'm pretty sure California is a two-party state. Not a two-party state. It's a one-party, meaning that...
Yeah.
There are only a few two-party states, and I'm pretty sure that California is not one as far as what the wiretapping laws say.
This also isn't wiretapping. This is the person putting video on in their business. And police departments
right.
that use the wiretapping laws to go after people who are doing something besides wiretapping are miscarrying justice.
I don't think they've charged him with wiretapping. So how can they claim that these recordings were illegal? It's not like they didn't know there was a security system there. They spent time bashing the cameras and removing them from their connections. They just missed one, apparently. So because they missed a security camera, it was able to record the rest of their activities. And they're butthurt about it now. And now them and the police union have joined together for a lawsuit.
I think it should be a lesson that if you're going to be kind of in a high-risk business, you really should put some hidden security cameras up in your place.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the ideal
would
be to have
them in their homes, and sometimes that can be of an advantage. I mean, I wouldn't want them to get into the wrong hands if you don't want sex tapes leaking out.
The ideal,
what goes on in that house, Mark,
would be that you don't want the security system to be confiscatable, and that's the tricky part, because if you've got you've got the cameras on site, you've also got the DVR, the digital video recorder, on site. They can do what they did in the Fat Stuff raid, which is the head shop here on Main Street in Keene. They can just go in and yank the entire recorder out.
Yeah, you pretty much have to back it up to online. That was a lesson
which
learned.
Which is a lot of bandwidth. I mean, if you're doing it online, you're talking about HD cameras. You're talking about a significant amount of bandwidth that you would have to be backing up online. I mean, that's just not even...
But
for the average business, I don't think that's viable.
It's like Criminal 101, though. I would watch these shows where they talk to these criminals, and they say the first thing they would do is go steal the VCR sitting in the back.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the digital... I'm sorry, I'm aged.
It
dated
could be,
there.
You know, you might... At least with the average criminal, you probably would have some success with... hiding the DVR, like putting a false wall or something like that, some sort of back room that's a little bit harder to find than other places. But in a very detailed police raid, they're going to uncover something like that.
In this case, they can. I don't know. The hidden cameras are really sneaky now. I mean, they can be in, like, clocks.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know.
The lawsuit leaves observers wondering not only why police officers broke down a door wearing ski masks, insulting patients, and consuming drugs, but calls to mind the common government truism that if you aren't doing anything wrong, you have nothing to hide. But if the officers are eager to keep evidence of their actions secret, then what is it that they have to hide exactly? The Pappas, the store owner, argues the lawsuit is meritless because officers were aware that video cameras were on the presence, or the premise, rather, moving to destroy each one they could find. He said they knew they were on video. Just because they missed one camera doesn't make it an illegal recording. Though the Santa Ana police already have the footage of the raid, no officers have yet been reprimanded. They are all still employed by the very department that they are now suing.
Man, they're still in the streets. Amazing.
That's your update on what's happened out in California. And just to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in on this story and you're wondering why did this raid happen? Wait a minute. I thought medical marijuana was legal in California. Didn't they pass Proposition 215 in 1996? That's 19 years ago. Didn't they pass Proposition 215 by a fairly decent margin of the voters? Why, yes, they did.
Yep.
And yet the raids are still going on. And the ostensible reason for this raid was that they were operating without the proper permits. And to me, that's not a crime. It certainly doesn't deserve a police raid. It certainly doesn't deserve a police raid at gunpoint. But really, this shows that the gun is in the room here, right? I mean, you were
by the gun, you mean that the government is an agency of force.
Yeah, and well, multiple guns in this case.
In this case, they're not even an agency of just force. This is a case of illegal force. But I think what it shows even more so is this raid wasn't conducted by these three officers. This raid was conducted by a dozen or a score of officers, and or more than that. And these officers were doing the things that they were doing the whole time. They behave like this because they have the expectation that they're not going to get reprimanded because they do it all the time. That's the only conclusion I can come to. This is normal behavior for these people. Now, I don't know that it's a normal behavior for every police department. I can't come to that conclusion. But for this police department, and I've seen this kind of thing happen over and over and over again, this police department, this is normal behavior, is the only conclusion I can come to.
Well, the SWAT team is going to attract the most adrenaline junkie.
Absolutely.
Know.
Yeah, but those people are supposed to have bosses, and those bosses, upon seeing this tape, should have fired every single one of them. I don't care what I don't care about anything else. Fight it out with the police union later. These officers deserve to be put on the street, and every officer that looked that stood by and said nothing, because I heard there were good cops once. I believe that story.
All right, we're going to come back. You can share your thoughts. Plus, Snoop Dogg in more drug-related news. He got busted in Italy with hundreds of thousands of dollars. What did he do wrong? Free Talk Live.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, what did Snoop Dogg do wrong when he took more than $200,000 through a, or attempted to, he's failed at it, to take more than $200,000 through an airport checkpoint in Italy? 855-453. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net. I signed up for their free newsletter. It's great. Bitcoinist.net.
All right, let's go to the phones, to your thoughts, actually to Skype, where we have Jonathan on the line. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
There is a CEO of a credit card payment company that instituted a $70,000 annual minimum wage for his employees, and the consequence of that was that the less valuable employees in terms of production and creativity and talent were making the same amount as the ones who did have talent and experience. And the more quality employees then said, what the FCC, we don't like this. So they left, and
Yeah, it's an it's kind of insulting, right? Where you've worked for a decade, you know, you've slaved away for some business, cranking out the hours, only to, you know, get raises over that decade to where you're now making $90,000 or $100,000, and then all of a sudden, or you're making $75,000 or whatever, and then all of a sudden, the people that were making $40,000 a year. Right up to your level at $70,000.
It's not just the insult, though. The money has to come from somewhere. You can't just pay everybody $70,000. So, you know, the money has to come from somewhere. It comes from the raises that the better employees would get. And those people then are working for less than standard wages, so they go to someone else. And then you're stuck with the dum-dums and the ne'er-do-wells.
Amen. And that's precisely what happens when you move from a merit-based wage to a socialist fields wage. And I think it's predictable for anybody who really thinks about it.
Jonathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that forward. It was actually that was something you'd been wanting to talk about, Mark, for the last couple of days.
I've got the show prep here, but I think he encapsulated it so well.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it came down right down to it. And
so this guy lost some of his best employees because he decided to pay the $70,000 minimum wage.
It's the living wage argument writ large, because the claim is that if you've got a job, you should be able to support a family on it, which, of course, you know, is crazy, because, I mean, even Paul Krugman, I just watched him. This is the New York Times columnist and the big Keynesian economics guy. He said, well, he'd be interested in entertaining the idea of an age-based minimum wage. If you're interested in, you know, entertaining the idea of an age-based minimum wage, then you understand that young people can't compete with older people for a fixed wage, and that they have to be able to work for something less than, wait for it, a living wage, right? When I was 15 years old, I was making the minimum wage. I didn't need a living wage because I was living at my parents' house.
Yeah, nor did you deserve more than that because you had no skills.
I had some skills. Working since I was 12, but I quickly moved above minimum wage at that point. I don't really know how to quantify. I worked as a server at one point. I never made minimum wage wages, but I did get the server minimum wage after that. And I did make minimum wage washing dishes in my first job out of prison.
So you're welcome to comment.
In no case was I living at home, any place, but was I paying my own rent, though.
You're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. Now, Snoop Dogg's making a lot more than the minimum wage. In fact, he had enough money to where he was carrying over $200,000 with him over the past, I guess it was a Saturday, actually, apparently. Just a few days ago, he is now gone. That money's now gone from him. It was confiscated by Italian police after he attempted to go through an airport in Calabria during a normal check at La Mesia Terme. The rapper was found with $422,820 in U.S. cash, according to a police source. The maximum amount of cash that passengers traveling through Italy can carry without declaring it is about $11,000 or 10,000 euro. The rules were put in place to prevent money laundering, is the claim. To be exact, Italian finance police seized $205,933. How nice of them to leave him with another $220,000.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't take all $421,000 or whatever.
I'm not interested in him having his money taken, but I'm surprised that they would only take $200,000, you know, $250,000, and leave him with something close to that.
Yeah, I don't think they should have taken any of his money, but yet it is a surprise that they wouldn't just totally empty his pockets. Like, oh, here you go, Snoop. You can have $200,000. We'll just take about half. We'll take about half of your $400,000. The rapper arrived in the country's southern region earlier this week in his private jet for a performance in the village of Montepaone. He told police the cash was to pay his band for concerts in Italy and elsewhere. Said the
and you'd
source.
Think that a private jet, this would be something that you might be exempt from, you know? I mean,
yeah, you would think so. Apparently not in Italy.
Well, I bet he's done it over and over again.
Snoop Dogg left for London. The finance police will open an investigation into the Italian concert and how the rapper was paid. Because if you're getting paid in cash, obviously it must be drug money, right? That's the suggestion.
Well, cash also is something that taxes might be avoided upon.
Right.
Well, and most of the musician world works in cash. I mean, that's really normal to, yeah, when you get paid and they go to gigs.
I did not know that. I figured some big roadie operation would be paying people with paychecks.
I don't know big scale. I'm talking small scale, but...
I don't imagine Snoop's got a small scale operation.
No, I don't know what I'm talking
Taren's
about.
Taren's giving his experience in the area of small scale musicians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Snoop has scale operation, then he's paying those guys real well, right? I mean, $200,000 is for $400,000 is a lot of money to pay out. I mean, if he's got a handful of guys, they're making a lot of money. If he's got a bunch of guys, then it makes, I guess, maybe more sense. But
no, there's probably a lot of people to put these things on.
All right, so what did he do wrong? Well, he didn't use
talk
Bitcoin.
To the police.
You've got to talk to the police if you're in the airport, Mark.
No, I don't know.
They're going to detain you otherwise. So the answer is he should have had Bitcoin. Don't act like you don't know. If you want to transfer money around the world with no effort whatsoever and not be detectable, Bitcoin's the only way to do it. You
He's
don't
have to
hide
put pressure on his people to accept Bitcoin, though.
How hard is it now to start converting it where you're in another country? Like, if I go to Italy, how hard is it to cash out my Bitcoin?
That's a good question. I don't know about that. I guess it just depends on which country you have what options. I mean,
Europe is probably easier than the United States. Canada certainly is easier than Europe is easier than the United States, and so is Canada. United States is among the worst as far as sort of. You know, modern industrialized countries.
As far as cashing out of Bitcoin?
But just dealing with the government bureaucracies surrounding Bitcoin. They're wanting to limit it. They make it very difficult. There's more, a lot more ATMs up in ATMs, Bitcoin vending machines and these sorts of things in Canada.
Well, Bitcoin vending machines don't cash you out. A Bitcoin ATM would.
Fine, so
you
whatever can, the term
at
is.
A Bitcoin ATM, you can give the Bitcoin ATM Bitcoin and it will give you cash. There are far fewer of those just in general across the world than there are Bitcoin vending machines, which turn cash into Bitcoin. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But you're right. That is the tricky part is, you know, how does he pay the guys if he's going to move Bitcoin around? And but all I was saying is that's the way to avoid this. If you want to not have your cash confiscated at the border or at any sort of police checkpoint, just have it as Bitcoin. They're not going to know you have that at all.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here. You can dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Dutch King has declared an end to the welfare state. That is what Mark has to share with us this evening. Also, apparently there's a raid on a gas station with a mural of Obama, and Taryn Lupo's here with that story as well. Taryn also does videos online, and Taryn, you recently had, well, you've actually had a few since this one, but just tonight we did post over on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter a link to, actually, did I post it?
Maybe I did. Yeah, it's up top there.
Oh, yeah, I did post it. Okay, good. It's your report on carnivorous plants.
Yeah, there's kind of an interesting phenomenon going on that people are poaching carnivorous plants. And we kind of talked about this a little bit, but there's supposedly an anti-cancer element in these plants when you juice Phoenix flytraps called Carnivora.
Hmm.
And so there's this big rush, and of course all these poachers are coming out, and I don't know if you guys...
I know where there's some Venus flytraps, and off they go.
Yeah, well, there's only... This is what you don't know, is they only grow Venus flytraps in the Appalachians, and they're mainly in North Carolina and South Carolina, and that's it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like what happened to ginseng, where it got real valuable, and everybody and their mother started going and pulling up ginseng illegally.
Just to clarify, these poachers are in the United States. They're going on private property?
Correct.
And they're taking people's fly traps who are breeding fly traps?
Well, not necessarily breeding them. I mean, they grow wild, but they're still on people's property.
Uh-huh.
Now, they'll also go on government property and do it. But the story really is more about how to grow them and that there's a big profit margin because...
Sorry to interrupt again. Mm-hmm. Can you only grow them in those areas of the world, or can you do like a hydroponics setup? And
you can do hydroponics. You can grow them in your house. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to encourage people to learn how to grow these things because you can turn around and sell them to the companies that want the carnivora to make carnivora and make a really big profit. And it helps... protect from poaching. So they're trying to encourage people, but they're kind of difficult to grow. So this story gets into that.
That's what's really sort of weird here is that Appalachia doesn't have a particularly unusual environment. It's kind of wet and it gets cold and snowy and it freezes.
It's something about the sand in the soil. They have to have very particular sand. And when you watch the video, it talks about that you use pool sand, quartz pool sand, and that's the stuff that really makes them thrive.
I see.
So anyway, this story is a private story. I don't normally share this stuff. This story is only on my website, but I've made it public for about a week or two just to try to build some hits, and then I'm turning it private. So if you want to watch it, go to the Free Talk Live page.
While you can. Yeah, otherwise, you'll have to go to TerranLupo.com.
That's right. Then you got to go through my rigmarole to get to it.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We talked about the Snoop Dogg having to forced to give up $200,000 just because he wanted to go through the airport. And it's not just Snoop Dogg that gets targeted with these things. You know, sometimes it's an old lady who's been saving all of her money her whole life, and she's got, you know, not a whole lot, but let's say $50,000 or $20,000 or something like that. She's trying to travel to a new house. Cops pull her over and say, oh, well, looks like drug proceeds. No one else would have cash for any reason than drug dealing. Old lady, yep. Your cash is ours. And then once that happens, now, in the Snoop's case, he got popped in Italy. So whatever the rules are there, I don't know. In the United States, they actually bring a court case against the money. So once they charge, they actually charge the money with some sort of crime.
Yes.
So it's United States versus $200,000 U.S. dollars.
Yeah, it's really weird because obviously the money can't demand to see its accuser.
It can't hire its own attorney.
The money can't hire an attorney. It's really, really weird stuff.
Isn't it?
It's only bizarre. In legal land where these down from the south where I'm from, we call them liars, and would come up with a system like this. These liars and all their lying. This is amazing. It's crazy.
So I'm curious, Taryn, since we're on the drug topic, do you have that raid story about the...
I can pull it up. What I have...
store that had a mural of Barack Obama.
Well, actually, I had the 3D printer key pulled up first.
Oh,
can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
We'll get to the Obama story, but I don't know if you guys have ever had keys that say do not duplicate.
Sure.
And sometimes they're important. Like you'll rent a place and you can't make a copy of your own key. Or you'll get a fancy car and they'll have a key that you can't use. Mm-hmm. That they want you to come to the dealership and pay $200 for a key if you lose your key.
But a lot of times they can't duplicate the key anyway. I mean, it's just it's one of those situations that...
it's too fancy.
Too many things going on.
Sometimes the electronics inside prevent the duplication.
Right, that's what it's about.
Yeah, there's sometimes that there's electronics involved. But there's an app now that can fix that anyone can print, basically 3D print, a do-not-duplicate key. So now one group of researchers has released a piece of software that makes copying basically uncopyable keys much easier than ever. On Tuesday, a group from University of Michigan researchers released new web-based tool that lets the users 3D print any of the 1,000 restricted keys designed to defy copying attempts. Aside from the do-not-duplicate warnings on the keys, lockmasters also try to prevent the duplication by using controlled keyways, and I think that's what you guys were talking about.
Keyways.
Yeah, like it's the W-E-I-G-H? Space...
W-E-I-G-H?
They call them keyways, as in like... I'll explain what they are.
Okay, go ahead.
The space inside the lock that the key inserts into and selling the blanks that fit them only to users who can prove their affiliation with a big client like a corporation, university, or government agency. So those are called keyways. I guess it's the actual inside the lock.
I guess I don't get that.
Oh, all right. Well, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But basically, they're saying because the way the app works is you take a picture of the front of the lock, and then you also take a picture of the key, and then it builds a CAD file for you and 3D prints it out. So I guess they need to know what the lock looks like as well.
Yeah, they have to know what the wiggly, you know, how the key wiggles, right? Like it's not a straight thing. It has little moves, undulations to it. And that they need to see that, and then they need to see the side of the key to know the little bumps on the top.
Oh. Says, we've proven that restricted keyways are no longer a defense, says Michigan researcher Ben Burgess. We've shown that anyone with a 3D printer can quickly and easily attack these systems. So I thought that was a pretty interesting article about
the 3D printers are a game changer. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I still don't understand what a keyway is, but I do understand that you could easily use 3D printers to copy a key. And I guess you'd have to have some badass like hard plastic, right? Because most keys are made out of metal, and I don't know how many I don't know how many 3D printers are at least consumer level are printing metal.
And I honestly don't know. I know, well, hopefully someone can call in that knows more about 3D printing than me, but I thought you could choose the hardness of your plastics on these things by what you put
in. I have no idea.
I also, the plastic is something that you would use for perhaps one or two, you know, like a fewer amount of uses than the metal, right?
Yeah, you could make, right, sure, because it'll wear away over time.
Yeah. So a keyway also is the part inside the lock where...
Can you spell it for me?
Yeah. K-E-Y.
Yep.
W-A-Y.
Oh, W-A-Y. Okay. Because I'd asked W-E-I-G-H before and it wasn't clear.
What oh, I'm
was.
Sorry. That's my southern accent. Yeah. It's way...
And it looks like it's in the lock. It's a little thing that, I don't know, something slides into here. It probably has to do with unlocking... Key doors.
Yeah, I don't need a detailed explanation on the air. I was just saying.
It seems like the place the key must slide into, like the way
the
for
receiver.
The key.
Okay, I gotcha. So the lock, basically.
It's
they're calling
the, lock.
The they're calling the lock. The,
well, there's different parts of the lock.
Keyway. Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's right. So if you were like a locksmith, you'd know what a keyway was.
They certainly would.
Yeah. So the idea being, the 3D printers now have defeated this particular old system, this old way of protecting these. Restricted keys, so everybody who's got just a standard old restricted key, you're basically screwed. There are still fancier locking systems that I think would not be defeated by at least the system you're describing, Taryn.
No, probably.
Like, there are certain keys, like the ones that open up the Bitcoin vending machine that I have. There's a brand called Abloy, A-B-L-O-Y, and I'm just thinking about the way those keys are designed. Taking a simple photo of it isn't going to really... give you the proper 3D printing, I guess, CAD or whatever, because like there's certain aspects of the key that are kind of rounded, and you wouldn't be able to see that in a two-dimensional photo. So I think there are
it's
some...
a good lock.
Hmm?
It's a good lock.
Yeah, it's a fancier lock. So that's not to say it couldn't be aped in some way. I just don't know if this system would work for those keys.
Yep.
So you probably still can get some fancy locks that this won't necessarily work on, at least yet. But over time, it'll probably get easier and easier to duplicate even more complicated keys out there. 855, 453. We got more coming up here in moments.
Wow.
The end of the welfare state, according to the Dutch king, coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.